Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. This week, I'd like to dip back into the Star Wars universe to discuss the beloved blue or Tolan keyboardist known as Max Rebo. Anyone familiar with the Tatooine music scene during the late Imperial period would recognize this maestro of the Red Ball Jet Organ. Max Rebo and the Max Rebo Band played for some of the most powerful underworld figures of the day, including Jabba the Hutt, and later the New Republic-era daimyo of Mos Espa, Boba Fett. Now, I intended to mostly focus on Max Rebo's fingers in this episode, but in reading up on this species in the Star Wars Alien Archive, that's an excellent 2009 illustrated book that I highly recommend, my entire world was rocked by a startling revelation. Max Rebo wasn't playing with his fingers, he was playing with his toes. So first of all, as someone who grew up with Star Wars and with those Star Wars Kenner toys, this is simply incorrect. I just cannot accept this on some level, because not only did I have the Max Rebo action figure with circular organ that he got to put him in and he played, it's also one of the very few Star Wars toys from my childhood that I held on to. It's currently in my son's bedroom. And when you pull Max Rebo out of his Red Ball Jet Organ, he has legs. He has a pair of stocky legs with toes very much like his, what I took to be fingers, and he's wearing some sort of a loincloth that I always found interesting. It's the same color as his body, so they didn't bother to paint that. Anyway, I'm not sure if this is truly extended universe material or to what degree you could make an argument for it being canon, but it's just too central to my childhood understanding of alien anatomy for me to completely dismiss it. Max Rebo may be a blubbery, snooted, flipper-eared blue alien from the planet Orto, but he is clearly a four-limbed biped, right? I mean, that's just how we were raised. But not so, according to the Alien Archive, authored by Natalie Klub and Katrina Pallant, and also not according to behind-the-scenes details from Return of the Jedi, the first film in which we get to see Max Rebo and his amazing band. This is discussed by Pablo Hidalgo in the 2013 StarWars.com post, Star Wars Mysteries, Getting to the Bottom of Max Rebo. The evidence is just irrefutable, I hate to admit. As Hidalgo shares in this post, when one looks at the original art by production designer Norman Reynolds, as well as the actual creature work by the legendary Phil Tippett, Max clearly only has two limbs, and they translate more as legs than arms when you see the full creature. Maybe, as Hidalgo explores, those ears are actually flippers and would constitute a second set of limbs, but I don't know. You really need to check out the images in this post. There are also additional sketches depicting what the real Max Rebo would look like standing on these two legs that he uses to play the keyboard. And I found this interesting too, because it brings to mind the flightless MOA, the extinct flightless MOA from our own world, an actual example of a two-limbed organism having gradually lost, in this case, its wings to evolution. So, to say the least, depictions of Ortolan anatomy are inconsistent. Maybe we're ultimately looking at two different species here, even. I mean, I'm assuming the planet is fairly large. There's enough room for two different variations on the same form. I hold out hope for that interpretation, as I can't bring myself to throw this Max Rebo action figure out, or at least throw it out of the canon in my mind. Either way, the digits Max uses to play his synth are thick and blunt, ending in apertures that his species apparently uses to consume food. After all, they don't seem to have a mouth on their snoot or snout. Instead, there are these little holes or mouths even at the ends of its fingers and thumbs. Now, I can't think of any natural world creatures that closely resemble this, but it's worth remembering that you do have things like the hagfish, that can feed without opening its mouth. It absorbs nutrients through its skin. And the hagfish is the only vertebrate with this ability, but you have various examples of invertebrates sharing the ability. Now, while Max's red ball jet organ features keys appropriately sized for his thick fingers, it did make me wonder about human keyboard players with thick fingers. As pointed out on the blog Music Drifter, there are slight playing style differences for individuals with thicker fingers, different ways to attack the keyboard or attack the piano. But this hasn't stopped great keyboardists with thicker than average digits in the past, including Sergei Rachmaninoff, who famously boasted large, powerful hands with long fingers. Beyond this possible example, I mean, you can look to various examples of human musicians that have overcome various physical limitations to play music, including playing the keyboard with their toes. So however he does it, with feet or hands or alien feeding tubes, there's no doubting the musical brilliance of Max Rebo and the Max Rebo Band. Long may he play in a galaxy far, far away. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, are wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.